we know there's great income disparity. And so it's really important that we tighten up our economy by providing more opportunity and more income for folks, which in turn then flow back into the economy. So you can't really lose.
And we also know from our own looks at some of the demographic data that's been collected from businesses that almost 40% of the employees that work in Orange County earn less than a living wage. So it's important to see if there are ways that we can help change that.
So tell me how the certification process in particular is going to help diminish that income inequality.
There is a lot of evidence that shows clearly that when employers offer a living wage, turnover falls. So there is significant benefits to employers by doing this. We also have at least one employer that we've already talked with in Carrboro, F&F Automotive, that has stated very clearly that there are very many solid business reasons for providing a living wage.
Your role in this is to certify those businesses to make sure that they're living up to this standard that is being set for a living wage.
It's really a voluntary program on the part of employers. We have conversations with them initially, explain to them what we're doing, what our goals are, and then we'll meet with them and certify them. As long as all of their employees are being paid a living wage, we'll certify them as being a living wage employer. Our goals are really to reward and recognize the employers in the county who pay their workers a living wage and provide them with incentives to do so. What ultimately will happen, since we're in development right now of this program, is we'll connect consumers with those employers and encourage them to become customers, patients, clients of those businesses. Also, since those who are earning a living wage will spend a good portion of that wage in the community, all boats will rise. So there are benefits to employers, clear benefits to employees, and everyone's in a better situation.
What are the numbers? What do you estimate a living wage to be in Orange County?
Well, we have used a nationally accepted formula. It's called the Universal Living Wage Formula to calculate this. It's based on housing costs. People should not spend more than 30% of their income on housing. So the Department of Labor also provides information about annual rental costs. We basically took that assumption of 30%. We know what the rentals are. We've averaged that over 4 years. And through the arithmetic, it yields an hourly rate of $12.75. Keep in mind that that's a very survival level wage. In light of the fact that a significant portion of the workers in the county earn less than a living wage, we think it's appropriate to take a fairly conservative approach with the $12.75 and use that. If an employer pays health insurance for their employees, then the hourly wage needs to be at least $11.25. So it's $11.25 or more.
And I would add that it's already raising consciousness among other businesses that haven't been contacted. I talked to a fellow contractor, and he sent in a certification document. And then he said, you know, that makes me think I need to talk to my subcontractors and see what they're doing. That's a real-life example of how it works. My response to him was, as a fellow contractor, I said, yeah, tell me what you find out. If they're living wage certified, I'll consider hiring them too.
So tell me more about what's attractive to you as a business owner about this program.
First of all, it's just the right thing to do. I can sleep better at night. I think it's just, it builds loyalty. And the fact is that you retain employees longer. You don't have to train them, especially in construction. There's a good amount of training time. And it's really nice not to have to do that over and over and over again if you can avoid it. But, you know, really, I mean, that's the practical stuff. But on the other side of it is just understanding all these other greater issues. I mean, it's the right thing to do at from every perspective.
Tell me a little bit about your efforts to reach out to local businesses. What have you heard?
Nearly every business or organization that I've contacted, and it's half a dozen or so, we're just starting up, have been very interested in getting certified. I've not been turned away by anyone that I spoke with. And more than half of them raised a few employees' wages in order to qualify for this. So it's been a very positive experience. There's really not been any pushback whatsoever from employers that I've talked with. There are several businesses that we've talked with that expect to be qualified in the near future that they're going to spend a little time, let a little time pass, and raise some wages for some of their employees in order to qualify, which is great. Just super that people are willing to do that. Our goals are really to reward employers, provide them with some incentives for doing this, and then connecting consumers to them. So we think it's workable, it's viable, and it's good for Orange County.